Welcome to For Preachers Only podcast. This program is designed to encourage the man of God and strengthen him in his daily life and in his walk with the Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And now, your host, yours truly, your friend and bishop, Dr. L.T. Bryant. Praise the Lord. Once again, your host for Preachers Only, Bishop L.T. Bryant. Healthy, praise the Lord, to my fellow brothers in arms. Jesus asked a question. And he said to his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" One answered this, one said that, and another said this. And then he turned to his disciples and he said, "But who do you say I am?" Then Peter responded, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven." It takes God to reveal to you who Jesus is. Has he done that? And that revelation will go hand in hand with the scriptures. I feel the virtue. That means God is talking to somebody. There is no revelation that goes contrary to the scriptures that's of God. Every revelation of God's word is found in his word. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except God send him? And if a man comes to Christ, he must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. But how are you going to seek, as the scripture says, after him whom you have not heard? That's where the preacher comes in there. But to the preacher, how are you going to preach him to whom you don't know? Who do you say Jesus is? Now, I used to work as a cook. And I was at Denny's restaurant in St. Louis cooking, and a new brother was hired from Istanbul. And I said, "Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?" He said, "Yes. The Holy Spirit is in the holy mountains of Istanbul." Istanbul. I said, "What?" He was running from an uprising in his country. His father was a political figure. And he told me the FBI was looking for him. I thought he was joking until one day I came to work and he was gone. And I said, "Where is he?" And they replied, "The FBI came and got him." But it stuck with me. He said the Holy Spirit was in the mountains of Istanbul. A lot of people don't know who God is. And he was serious, but seriously wrong. Are you seriously wrong, preacher? Who do you say that Jesus is? God is my Father. Now you know I speak in tongues. Who do you say Jesus is? Paul said that many people preach and teach of Jesus. He said, but nevertheless, Jesus is preached. But who do you say Jesus is? Do you know who it is that you are so-called representing? Some preach, you say, "Well, LT, are you serious?" Yes. The Jehovah's Witnesses teach that Jesus is Michael the Archangel. However, they have no scripture to prove that. Others teach that Jesus is Michael the Archangel. Some teach that Jesus is a lesser God. And others teach that Jesus is just a man. Some teach he's a prophet. Who do you say that Jesus is? Has God revealed to you who his son is?
Do you know? Preacher, do you know and is persuaded who Jesus is? Without a shadow of doubt. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you teach Jesus is? And the teachings that you describe the Lord, is it Bible? Is your description and acknowledgement of God biblical? Of Christ biblical? Is he God to you? Or is he just a man? Or is he a condition of the mind, a spiritual awakening, a consciousness? Who do you say Jesus is? Be sure. Because in the last days, some will come to Christ and say, we cast out devils in your name. We healed the sick in your name. And he will proclaim to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Preacher, who do you say Jesus is? Do you know who he is? And above all, does he know you? Think about it. What Jesus are you preaching? The Jesus of the Bible? The Jesus of the Gnostics? A Jesus of mythology? A Jesus of the carnal mind? Or are you teaching the Jesus that is proclaimed, the Lord from glory, the Word of God, the I am that I am? The only begotten Son of God. Think about it. Until next time. Until next time, to my fellow ministers, may he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. My brothers, we will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. Until next time, keep the faith.